is The Word, a podcast for the Antioch College community. Welcome. I'm Ellie Burke, a Miller Fellow at WYSO, Class of 2018 student at Antioch College. The Antioch Class of 2015 graduated on June 20th. They were the first class to graduate since the reopening of Antioch College in 2011. The Class of 2015 came to a campus not quite ready for them. They started out as 35 students, and by the end of their 4 years, there were 21 students left. Their stories and words about their time at Antioch illuminate the struggle of an establishment rebuilding itself and how the momentous process affected them as people.
My name is Marianne Altua.
My name is Elijah Blanton.
My name is Narges.
Dustin Maple.
Guy Jack Matthews.
I'm Ryan Patras.
My name is Seth.
My name is Marianthi Bickett.
Adam James Abraham.
When you first stepped onto campus, what was it like?
I was like, what's going on? I saw some man walking with no shoes, and my sister looked at me and said, are you sure you want to go here? I think it's a cult. And then it got down to the food. I was like, oh, they really tripping. They're trying to kill me. We had beans and rice for about 2 months, I believe.
When I first got here, this place was like the Wild West, for real.
When we like went into the gym, there were full cups of coffee and like darts in the dartboard and like stuff still written, half written on the chalkboards and stuff like that.
When we started out, it was kind of a guerrilla operation. Like when we did our first campus tour, it was there was just one building open.
I think my first reaction when I came here, I was all like, holy shit, there's a lot of white people. For me, I grew up in Bay Area, and so, you know, the minority is white and majority is people of color. I would, back when I started, I would still talk slang and, like, talk how we talk in the Bay Area, and people would be like, wait, what? Excuse me? I had to change my tone, and I think that was, like, the biggest thing was my first year I was kind of distant from everyone because not everyone was coming from similar backgrounds. Like, we didn't have two students coming from the same area so that they could, like, connect. So that was kind of probably the biggest challenge that I had.
Like, the very first week, so, like, our orientation was really, it kind of rallied us in a really weird way, not the way they wanted to. They had this three-day team-building exercise.
They were orienting the professors just as much as they were orienting the rest of us.
But we got here, we slept in our dorm rooms for one night, and then they took us all away from our dorm room. None of us had settled in or anything like that. Put us out in the Glen. And
then I remember our orientation, we were all, like, in a circle holding hands. I was like, okay, it's time for me to go. These people is tripping.
People were getting pelted with walnuts because the trees were dropping walnuts. It was really intense.
It kind of built a camaraderie against the administration right off the bat.
When you look back at your time at Antioch, what do you remember most vividly?
I just remember 1 year, our first year of co-op, we had to spend it on campus. So me and Rachel, like, for the whole co-op, after we got off work, we would just go and, like, get the slip and slide. And get on the slip and slide all night long. We missed, like, dinner, like, 5 times because of that slip and slide. The whole summer, we were just on the slip and slide. All of, like, our classes looking at us like, these weirdos. So, yeah, it was fun. I loved it.
Things that I remember were, like, hanging out and having fun with my friends here. So, like, we borrowed a boat and put it in the third floor of Birch at one point.
When I came here, I didn't realize how awful it was. I just thought, this is what it's like. It was amazing how big of an effect the 34, you know, and then 32, and then 29 or whatever, other people had on me and on my thinking, and, like, what was the correct way to think and what was the way to behave.
From your first year to your fourth year, how has Antioch changed?
Whoa. That's a big question. Well, there's people here. You know, for the first year, it was a deserted. It felt like kind of like a ghost town. There were a lot of things that just weren't established. So it's very interesting to see where we are now and, like, little things, like being able to transfer in credits, which only happened, like, this year. And you know, having more bodies on campus is so strange because for so long it was, like, this tiny little cohort of people who, like, knew way too much about each other walking around campus. And now there are people that I don't even know their name. It's so strange.
When you put 35 people that close together for so long, it gets weird. And this is something we've been kind of talking about lately, is we don't think anyone really thought about that.
Yeah.
Like, it might have been a passing thought, but no one really considered the social consequences of putting 35 incredibly passionate and determined people into a small area.
And it was sort of it was just barely getting off the ground when we got here, and now it's actually kind of like a college, so it's changed just completely. It's completely different. Yeah, it's been kind of jarring sometimes, especially going away on co-op and coming back when there's, you know, 80 more students and the faculty's doubled and that kind of thing, and the whole campus climate and culture is different. And there's sort of no kind of semblance of what it was like, you know, when you left 3 months ago. That's happened a couple times, and that's always a little bit strange.
I think the biggest difference was not between then and now, but between having just the 35 of us and then having the 70 people come from 2016. That difference was so huge because suddenly, you know, the size of the college had tripled.
Like, usually walking to class, you'd see maybe one person if you're lucky, you know, and it was, you know, super, super empty. And if we didn't like something, they were pretty quick to change it. It's easy to make changes when there's 35 people, you know, whether it's like the food or like the, you know, structure of global seminar or something like that. But things got more like rigid and structured, you know, a lot more staff came on, people who had worked at other schools and had probably more experience in certain positions than people who had previously been here. And things started to tighten up, I guess. And
well, how did you feel about that?
We had already felt like we had worked really hard to make this a place and like an environment that was like safe and open and comfortable. And immediately a class comes in that's like twice our size and some, you know, 2.5 times our size. And it seemed like they just dominated the school and everything was geared towards them. At the same time, all these changes were in place. So a lot of people were pretty frustrated.
How did you feel about the like getting more people here?
At first, I was really excited. And then they came. It was kind of like a child and a sibling, like, you know, your mother tells you she's pregnant, you understand that she's going to have a baby, but when the baby comes, you're like, I hate it. Where's my attention? You're taking all my attention. It was kind of that relationship for, like, maybe a year or so, but then you get over it and it's just like, you see them as just like your little brother or sister who doesn't know the left from the right, so you have to help them, and you just kind of feel bad for them and then kind of understand. It's like a family.
What's a secret you know about Antioch?
What's a secret that I know about Antioch? The best time to catch Mark Roosevelt is when he's on his way to the bathroom.
Here's a secret I've heard. Apparently we're not reopened. Apparently we're a completely brand new school. Because if we were to have reopened, then we would have had to honor all the tenured faculty from the old school and hired them back. And so that's a big, hot topic button in the alumni. Because we talk about it like we're reopened, and then that's how we get money from alumni. Donate to your school. Technically, it's not really their school. Technically, my class will be the first alumni.
I think people usually don't know that it takes like $20 million to run Antioch every year, and that there has been times where it was like close a week when we didn't have enough money to continue. And that's something I was talking to Mark Roosevelt about, and he was like, yeah, this has happened. This has happened. Like,
where, like, they're almost not able to function anymore?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to cause you mental health issues. Not everyone's your friend. You're going to have to be, like, used to being alone. You're going to have to be okay with that idea.
Is where the Red Square is currently?
What's that?
Red Square, that's what the bricks outside of North. Before they put that in, there was this tree there. There were probably a bunch of trees, but there was one tree that had this very strange clay, like, baby figure way up in it. And even when it was there and all of us were here, like the 35 of us, I don't think other people really knew that it was there. I climbed up to look at it a few times.
How big was it?
Probably a foot and a half, the size of my arm. And then that tree was knocked down, and I have no idea what happened to that sculpture.
There are few spaces unexplored on Antioch's campus.
I guess there's the tunnels that run down to like main building and the science building. I know that. I think they were used for heating back in like way back in the day.
We like crawled under one of the tunnels in the science building to go inside. But don't break into buildings. It's not a good idea. It's bad for your lungs.
Any like advice for incoming students or even just like current students?
I think one of the advice I usually give other POC students that you're going to get alienated really quickly, but you should feel that it's not, like, you should know that it's not your fault. I think part of what happens with alienation to you, you think you did something wrong, where it's like, I don't think standing for your beliefs is something wrong. I think that's part of like a culture we should have in Antioch, and it's like accepting people. Another one would be, I guess, for more women in Antioch is please respect yourself before respecting men, because men in a small community, they are literally sexual predators. You feel like shit about yourself and your body, and that should never happen ever to any woman.
And don't let petty small things divide you, because I have seen what Antiochians can do when working together. They are devastatingly effective. We got a whole bunch of alums together, and they purchased a college in 3 years and then put it back together and said, you know what, we're going to have students here in such a mind-blowingly small time. Mm-hmm. And it feels like we get stuck on these big issues that we learn about, and we hear about the big issues, and then we want to do something about them. So we end up aiming all of this anger and frustration at each other sometimes, and it's not always productive. And I want to see an Antioch that's united. I want to see a bunch of like-minded people working together like like-minded people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I've seen us be effective here with these new classes, and I just want to see more of it.
I mean, getting to know security is good. Getting to know faculty members is really good. Asking people questions about themselves is just a good thing in general. And yeah, if you can go like the first two quarters or even make it to co-op without sleeping with anyone in your class, that's probably like a good, that's maybe a good standard for like your future social well-being.
I think being patient with this place is really important. I think being patient with yourself too. It's a hard environment to sort of ease into, because you're like, I can't say that. I can't do this. I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm, you know, stepping on everyone's toes. I think being really patient with yourself and being ready to learn.
You know, nobody had an experience restarting a college. A lot of people didn't have any experience working at a college. So it was like, it was a very fragile situation to begin with. And I think people did the best they could. But, you know, that's no reason to not think about how it could have been better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In a couple of specific ways, like, you know, like having diversity training, which your class in 2017 had, but none of the classes before that had, probably as part of the agenda to not look like the old Antioch. Also, there was no mediation used in student conflict. It was usually just like, you're right, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that combined with no diversity training was kind of like it was a powder keg.
I got a lot of hope for Antioch. I got a lot of love and a lot of hope for Antioch, you know, and I hope that, like, it does come out on top. I think it's doing a lot better than it was. I think the students coming in are in a lot better place than some of us that came in were. And, you know, I don't know, I think that just the number of students also makes things more effective as far as governance goes and advocacy. And I got a lot of hope for this place.
A special thanks to Narges Jumahan, Marianne Otua, Adam Abraham, Elijah Blanton, Marianthi Bickett, Seth Kaplan, Dustin Maple, Guy Jack Matthews, and Ryan Patras.
I'm Ellie Burke, and thanks for listening to this month's edition of The Antioch Word. Music for The Word was written, produced, and performed by Seth Kaplan. Join me next month, right here on WYSO.org.